We noticed that these cameras, even since you were on with me many months ago, are continuing to pop up all around the country. Houston putting in hundreds, other cities doing the same. They're not going to stop, Ken, are they?
No, because, George, they generate a lot of revenue. But at the same time as they're popping up, they're also being banned. Just this week in our state, Washington, Missouri, banned their red light cameras. So that, in other words, the council voted 6-2 not to continue them anymore because they thought that they're not producing any safety advantages, according to the police chief. And also, there have been so many legal challenges to them that a lot of states are now banning them. We've had the Supreme Court of Missouri rule against their use in Springfield, Missouri. Many states have banned them. 8 states have banned them in court decisions. But most states, by the way, still do not use them. About 23 states, as I counted on this map that shows, you know, by color how many have them and how many don't. 23 have none. That is, no red light cameras and no speed cameras.
Of the states that have these cameras, what do they use as an argument for them? I mean, obviously, Ken, they don't come out and say, we're doing this to make a lot of money. So what do they say?
Well, you know, I'll tell you something. You talk privately to them, they'll talk about how they generate a lot of money for them. But no, publicly, I've talked to some city officials who have told me that. There's no question they generate a lot of money. And but their arguments are, of course, that they promote public safety. But studies have shown that they do everything but. Study after study after study by very reputable outfits, such as universities, the federal Department of Highway Safety and Transportation, the Washington Post found 81% more accidents, rear-end accidents, where red light cameras were installed at D.C. intersections. 30% more accidents in broadsiding accidents as a result of red light cameras. The studies show that this is caused mostly by what they call panic stops, panic braking, because people are scared stiff to get tickets. So they jam on their brakes when they see the yellow light.
And see, you don't know. I mean, in some cases, and like, I got to admit, I've been through a yellow light before. I may have been through a red light before. I try not to be. But, you know, you don't know at what point you have to stop before that camera clicks you and you get the ticket. I mean, if you're going through an intersection and it's green, and as you're halfway through it, it turns yellow, and that happens, I mean, what do? You rush ahead, you don't back up. And if you're going at a pretty slow rate, it's possible that's going to turn red before you get through it. You could get a ticket for that, can't you?
Well, yes, and you can. And let me give you some information that just follows up on this perfectly. The vast majority of red light tickets are given when a driver misjudges the end of a yellow light by 0.25 seconds. That's a fourth of a second. So in other words, one of the reasons, that this is according to a legitimate study, the Texas Transportation Institute. And so they said that most people get these tickets when they misjudge a light by a quarter of a second, and then they're going through a yellow light, the thing turns red on them, they get a ticket. A lot of cities, and some have admitted to it in court cases, and I can mention these cities, but they have admitted to adjusting their lights down 1 second from what's required by state law in order to give more tickets in order to raise more revenue.
We've got a lot of police officers, Ken, who listen to this program. They're listening right now. How do they feel generally about these red light cameras?
Well, you know, I did your show, almost a year ago, and I received, as a result of you giving my email, over 500 emails to me. Many of them were from police officers, and hardly any of them were, you know, supported them. Most do not. I've talked to many police officers myself, mostly police chiefs, And they say that they really are not for them. Police officers oppose them because, essentially, their jobs are threatened by them. Because, after all, you know, when the red light camera people come to a city, they say, look, you know, this, our cameras will generate so much money, and you will be able to reduce your force by X percent. So police officers don't like that at all. Then they also, you know, some of them have actually filed suits themselves when they've got red light tickets, because they feel, knowing that, you know, being police officers, they know the law, they know it's proper, and they feel themselves that the tickets are issued without due process considerations.